Dictation for Mr. William Cox, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, C-O-X, date of birth 4/22/1977, date of accident is 9/25/2022, date of service is 2/28/2023. Mr. William Cox is a victim of an automobile accident where he was hit as a T-bone on a passenger side where he was riding as a driver. The impact had caused him some headaches with dizziness and vertigo along with pain symptoms in the area of neck, mid-back and lower back with radiation to the right buttock and numbness of the second, third and fourth finger. The patient has adopted a conservative treatment since the time of we have started seeing him. We saw him on 10/5/2022. He has been undergoing physical therapy. He has also been referred to chiropractic treatment. He is also doing neuropsych therapy and his medications are helping him. And at this time, patient has a high blood pressure also, for which he's seeing a primary care physician. Currently, he has a headaches and neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain to the tune of 9, and pain in the left shoulder, right elbow, right hand, and the thumb and index finger are numb. Patient reports shooting pain in the both buttocks and both legs up to the knee. And all of these are 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 with ADLs being affected to the tune of 9. Patient reports 0% relief in the pain. And ADLs are affected as follows. The patient reports that the work is affected 10, the enjoyment of life 9, walking ability and general activity are affected 8, mood is affected 7, while sleep is affected 7, a relationship with other people are affected 5. Patient reports 0% relief in the pain. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych positive symptoms, headaches, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, weakness, depression, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, positive symptoms, lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, numbness, lower back pain, and wrist and hand pain. In the GI, GU, respiratory, none, and changes in the pain worsen. Pain is worsened. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Patient is advised to use marijuana certification for further pain relief. And compliance is still patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 193/122, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. The patient is taking lisinopril 40 milligram and Jetina 10 and statins, but the blood pressure is not in control. He is referred back to his physical primary care physician. Now, the physical examination will be the same from previous visit of 1/4/2023, dictation number 0117-006. The plan is to continue physical therapy on the neck and the lower back 3 times per week, with traction massage, and he remains off work and house work replacement transportation. He is provided naproxen, Elavil, and melatonin for help, and Tylenol codeine number 3 every 12 hour PRN 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. MAPs were reviewed, LES were reviewed, and the MRI have been discussed with him. He has a central disc herniation in L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, as well as he has a cervical spine MRI was done, which shows herniated disc at C5-6, along with facet hypertrophy from C2-3 to C6-7, and the patient has been advised about his issues, and he'll benefit from injection treatment for lumbar epidural and cervical epidural that will be scheduled, and surgical options have been discussed with him as well. Currently, the patient wants to continue the medication as well as physical therapy, and he will be thinking about it and discuss with his family and let us know. Thank you.